Dr. June Suma, Chair, United Nations Permanent Forum on People of African Descent, distinguished members of the Permanent Forum, representatives of member states and civil society, ladies and gentlemen, I bring warm greetings from the Caribbean community to this esteemed gathering as you conclude the third session of the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. I extend heartfelt congratulations to my sister, Dr. June Suma, a most distinguished citizen of our CARICOM member state, St. Lucia, on her appointment as chair of this body, and I assure her of the community's full support. I also recognize and express deep appreciation to Dr. Epsie Campbell Barr for her pioneering stewardship of the Permanent Forum for the past 2 years. In a relatively short time and with limited resources, the Permanent Forum has established itself as a respected and relevant consultative body. CARICOM supports its work in advancing a progressive agenda for dismantling structural racism and advocacy for the human rights of people of African descent. I commend the forum on its achievements to date and join the call for more resources for you to effectively undertake your important and extensive mandate. I am pleased to note that reparatory justice and economic justice have been germane to the discussions during this third session. Over the past decade, under the leadership of Chair Professor Sir Hilary Beckles, the unwavering advocacy of the CARICOM Reparations Commission has reinvigorated a compelling global movement for reparatory justice for the crimes against humanity of native genocide and chattel enslavement. The reparations agenda, as set out in the CARICOM 10-point plan for reparatory justice, has been accorded priority attention by CARICOM, with the Honorable Mia Mottley, Prime Minister of Barbados, chairing the Prime Ministerial Subcommittee on Reparations. Reparatory justice is an imperative for sustainable, inclusive development in the Global South. Within CARICOM, we are committed to changing the things we cannot accept. This is why, fundamentally, in the context of the crises in Haiti, we continue to support efforts to find solutions led by Haiti to restore peace and democracy to the Haitian people. Reparations are more than overdue to the people of Haiti, who have already paid twice for their freedom from enslavement, which was won in the Haitian Revolution, after which the Free Republic of Haiti was required to pay reparations to the former slave owners. As the International Decade for People of African Descent comes to a close this year, I am pleased to convey that heads of government of CARICOM have expressed their full support for the observance of a second decade by the international community. The increasing global recognition of CARICOM's call for reparatory justice, as well as the establishment of the Permanent Forum, are valuable outcomes of the current decade. However, we recognize that we are yet to realize the fundamental objectives of impacting the material condition, security, and dignity of African descended people, particularly women and girls, who continue to be the most marginalized groups. A thorough evaluation of the current decade and the declaration of a second decade by the General Assembly with the requisite funding for effective implementation are therefore critical next steps. It would be extremely beneficial if the United Nations would convene a high-level political forum on reparatory justice so that a comprehensive agenda of repair to include climate justice may be appropriately ventilated. To this end, CARICOM is willing to partner with all nations, intergovernmental bodies, and civil society groups that share our conviction and uphold the principles of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. As small nations of the Global South, we understand deeply how important it is to work together on issues that are fundamental to our very existence as free societies. I encourage everyone to work together to eradicate racial discrimination, and I wish the Permanent Forum continued success as we collectively advance our agenda of building inclusive, equitable societies. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.